The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Alton Tron on the Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Rami Lavi behind the glass. What's good, brother?
What's up?
I'm good. I'm here.
I'm glad.
Crazy, crazy day in college football. I'll get into that a little later as well. I'll talk about the massacre. Well, not a massacre, but the disgust of Thanksgiving. The Giants at 2-10 now. It's time to clean house. The Knicks are one step closer to winning the cup. But I'm going to start with real quickly about the loss of Lou Carnesecca at the age of 99, a New York sports icon. A college football legend, and someone from my childhood who I remember, you know, the battles on the, for the Big East when it was Chris Mullin and Mark Jackson on, you know, Channel 9 Saturday night Big East basketball versus Patrick Ewing and John Thompson and the Hoyas and, you know, the whole Lou with his sweaters and just a New York legend from my childhood. I saw the news when I was on my way into the studio. And it's a big loss for the area, but he lived a full life. 99 years old, Lou Carnesecca. Not just a New York legend, but a college basketball legend, a college basketball icon. You know, St. John's was a different name at the time. Got to a Final Four as well. The list of players that played for him, the who's who of local hoops and of the NBA as well. So rest in peace to Lou Carnesecca. At the age of 99 years old, passes away, lived a tremendous, tremendous life. Now, unfortunately, to segue to the Jets, who are hanging on for their playoff lives as we speak, 1% chance to get into the playoffs. 1%. Now, I know anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. The AFC is weak. By the way, Tyron Smith, how'd that signing work out? Placed on IR, he's done for the season. And the Jets season's pretty much been on IR for a while. Now, what's going to happen? They play the Seahawks. Geno Smith, former Jet legend, comes to town. Former Giant legend as well, being sarcastic, obviously. 1-point favorites are the Jets, last I checked. How are they favorites? Who the hell knows? They keep being favorites in all of these games, only to be disappointed, let their fans down, disappointing their fans and losing. They should have been put out of their misery a long time ago. The season was over a long time ago. But since the AFC is that bad, there's still a tiny bit of hope. About a week or two ago, I equated it to, you know, my team was 3-6 in 2012, RG3's rookie season, and then went on a run and just won out and made the playoffs. Do you have any faith that this Jet team can go on some sort of run? And if you do, good for you. As a fan, good for you. But that's what you do as a fan. You just hope for a miracle. The same way the Red Sox broke the curse, it came back from a 0-3 deficit. If there was ever a way to break a curse, that was the way to do it in historic fashion. But so many things have gone wrong for this Jet team all season long, and it's been comical. Comical. From firing your coach in season to a helicopter landing on the practice field and making Joe Douglas disappear, fired as well. My man's happy fishing. The defense has gone backwards. The effort hasn't been there. Aaron Rodgers just can't shut up. Won't shut up. The biggest flop in New York sports history, the New York Jets. It was Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, those Nets, but at least they won a playoff series and were a shoe size smaller away for making some more noise in the playoffs. But that didn't happen. But now they go to second on the peg of biggest bust, biggest disappointment in New York sports history. It's the New York Jets that have taken the crown for being the biggest bust in New York sports history. Now, we've talked about it over the shows. Which way did it go? I mean, they have about 30 free agents this upcoming season. Which way did they go for a coach? Would any coach, with any sort of resume, take this job? Mike T's helping on the coaching search, along with Rick Spielman and their team. I know a lot of Jet fans want an offensive mind. Which one are you going to get? Like, which one, which hot coach is going to want to come here to fix this mess, to help fix this mess with an owner that can't stay out the way, that always has to get involved? A team under his ownership that's won nothing. Squadoosh. The fact that I picked him to go to Super Bowl last year, I should punch myself in the brain. Because it's the Jets. And then this year, I didn't make that mistake again, but I had him over 9.5 wins. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Now, I've mentioned coaching candidates. To me, you know, I posted online, Jet fans want an offensive mind, but to me, there's a guy, again, Aaron Glenn is the guy, come home to coach this team, to coach this, help clean this mess. But again, this team, this organization won't win anything until he sells the team or steps out the way and lets football people do the football job. Just write the checks. That's it, Woody. Write the checks. It's just a mess. I messaged my father, thank you, Dad, for not being a Jet fan. Just thank you for that. Thank you. But there's a 1% chance that they can still, somehow, some way, listen, not winning 2-3 in a row. A couple weeks back when there was playoff scenarios being laid out, how Jet fans were jumping the gun. If we can win 3 in a row, 4 in a row, 5 in a row. I'm like, how about winning 1 in a row? How about winning 1 in a row? And then you can talk about winning 2 in a row. Instead of talking about winning 4, 5, 6 in a row, when this team has clearly shown you it can't get out of its own way. When this organization can't show you it can't get out of its own way. Now, we can talk about, we can dive deeper into it when they're officially eliminated from the playoff chase. But the AFC is so bad, anything can happen. So as a fan, you hold on to hope. I did it in 2012 when my team was 3-6. And we pulled it off. Came out to the last game of the season versus Dallas, win it take all. But does this Jet team have it in them? Have it in them? And the answer to me is no. And it's been no for a while. That no had an exclamation point put next to it when they played Arizona and they didn't show up at all. And they got punched in the mouth and didn't fight back. But it couldn't tackle a dead body. They couldn't do anything right. Then they say they couldn't watch. They don't have to watch tackling videos. But you will still tune in as a Jet fan at 1 o'clock versus Jet legend Geno Smith and hope for a miracle. Hope for a win. Unless you're on the tank van. If you're on the tank train, I should say, then forget it. You don't care. You don't want to win. You want a clean house. Me, I said rip the Band-Aid off. Once they're officially eliminated, I would say, see you later, Aaron Rodgers. I hear some fans saying, why would you do that? That's how you start fresh. The sooner the better. Denver did it. How's it working out for them? They're where you want to be. Bo Nix. I didn't see this come with Bo Nix. He's been fantastic. And right now, he's even or probably pulled ahead of Jaden Daniels for Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton has his quarterback. They ripped the Russell Wilson Band-Aid off. It didn't work out. Had to eat whatever amount of money they had to eat. And it's funny. Everything changed for both franchises pretty much this season. That game in the rain. Denver and the Jets. And Bo Nix did absolutely nothing that game. And the Jets were able to lose that game. And Denver was able to pull that off. And since that point on, both teams have gone in different directions. One in the positive, Denver. And one continued down that negative, same old Jets path. Now, it's not good for business when both New York football teams are out of it this early. It's just not. As a fan, do you really want to talk about the negative season? As a fan, it's the same thing over and over and over. Woody this, Aaron that, Gardner this, Wilson that. The same old over and over. How many Jet fans would just like to fast forward to the draft? I saw that Bleacher Report had at the 7th pick. The Jets have the 6th pick right now on Tankathon. And some places have them slotted taking Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe. That high. For weeks, I've said this is a one quarterback draft and the rest are projects. Shador is the quarterback in this draft. To me, if you have the one or two pick, congratulations. You're going to get the top prize at quarterback and top prize at cornerback / wide receiver. And that is Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter. And right now, the Giants have the number one pick and the Raiders have number two. The Jets right now, as we stand, have the 6th pick. We'll see what happens after tomorrow's action, where they stand. But I'm not reaching that high for a Cam Ward, for Carson Beck, for a Jalen Milroe. Later on, in the first round, sure. But to bring one of those kids in New York City for that spot, that high of a pick, and expect him to be the savior, you're asking for the same old thing with Zach Wilson and the same thing that happened with Daniel Jones. Shador Sanders, though, the pedigree is there. The pedigree is there. His father, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest cover corner of all time. Shador has that swag, that moxie, that confidence. That's the quarterback in this draft. Cam Ward, they lost earlier today to Syracuse. Upset. They're up 21-0. Syracuse came all the way back. The biggest comeback in their school's history, and they've been around since dinosaurs were walking the earth. But to me, the Jets don't make the mistake of taking a Jalen Milroe or Cam Ward or even a Carson Beck that high in this draft. If you do it, you're asking for problems. And it's going to be the same old nonsense. If you don't have the first or second pick in his draft, there's a possibility, a big time possibility, if you reach one of these quarterbacks, it's going to be a failure and a flop. One or two in this draft is perfect. Below that, to me, there's no quarterback that's worth it. No disrespect to any of them. It's just not worth it. You see Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis? The highs are the highs and the lows are the lows. But this is New York. And since it's just happened recently with Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones as well, do you really want to go through that again? Or do you want to try to find one of these young quarterbacks that's on the team right now as a backup that is, you know, behind a guy like Jared Goff, Hendon Hooker? I've mentioned him numerous times. And who's in Detroit with him? Aaron Glenn. And if Aaron Glenn gets the job in New York and he says to the Jet Brass, hey, let's do what we have to do to bring this kid in here to be the quarterback, then I have no problem with Tyrod Taylor and Hendon Hooker competing for the starting job. And then if Taylor does win it, Hendon Hooker can take over second half of next season. But you have to be patient, Jet fans. I know, you're tired of hearing this. I know. But this has to be a complete reboot. A complete reboot. You cannot come into next season again with Aaron Rodgers. You can't. You can't. I've heard Jet fans call to the station this week saying, oh, you know, I think it's a big mistake if we don't bring Aaron Rodgers back. I've heard some hosts say the same thing. Why? Do you want the same thing again? How do you expect to get this right if you keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again? Now, Mr. Rodgers, the one that, you know, a lot of you Jet fans want back, has said he's not sure if he wants to play next year. But New York is the place. Well, if both teams in New York are smart, they don't go down that road. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jarvis. You're first up on the fan. What's up, brother?
What's up? What's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm good, Jarvis.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, like you said a minute ago, like, you know, and people say, like, let Aaron Rodgers go, it would be a big mistake. Even Salah Collins said that in the morning show. He said it would be a big mistake if they let Aaron Rodgers go. I mean, why would it be a mistake? I mean, he's been here for 2 years. The first year, he had the 4 year play later, injury in his Achilles, out for the season. And this year, he looks done. And what makes you, about Woody Johnson, I mean, how could Jeff has really have faith to think he's going to do the right thing and hire the right coach in the GM? I mean, we don't know he's going to screw it up. We don't know, because if he was a football person, maybe he'd know how to sell PSS or sell the team. Maybe there'd be a lot of difference.
Listen, I said it was either going to end one way or the other. Playoff run, maybe a Super Bowl, or complete and utter disaster. Well, it's been a complete and utter disaster. The only positive about Aaron Rodgers being in a Jet uniform was whatever nonsense he spoke in the McAfee show. That's the only thing. Like, the only news you got. The only, if that, was the McAfee show. As far as, he's made more noise off the field than on the field.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, like, saying, like, for the six games where the Jets have level, I mean, I don't care if they got the easy schedule, but I don't see them go 5-1. I mean, this season's over, okay? I mean, I don't see them beating the Seahawks. I don't think they favor the next six games are the favorites for the Jets. I mean, they would just rather just lose. I mean, because, you know what, because the season's over, which I don't think they're going to make the playoffs for the 15 straight years. Since 2010.
Jarvis, isn't that a crazy stat that the Jets haven't been in the playoffs since Obama's first term as president?
Yeah, 2010 with Rex Ryan. Yeah, I know. I
mean, that is insane.
Rex Ryan, where Rex Ryan talk about, like, when he was introduced and when he started in 2009, saying, like, I'm not here because Belichick's rings or this and that. Well, guarantee we're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, we remember that. That was a long time ago, so.
Yeah, man, I feel bad because I got a lot of friends that are Jet fans, and thanks for the call, Jarvis. I feel bad for a lot of my Jet friends. A lot of them. Older than Rami behind the glass is a Jet fan. A lot of older Jet fans that have never seen them win. Never seen them in a Super Bowl. You know, I used to argue with my friend Lewis. He used to tell me I was jealous that, oh, you're just mad because your team doesn't have Aaron Rodgers and blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, you can say whatever you want. I've seen my team win 3 Super Bowls. Why would I be jealous? You haven't seen your team sniff a Super Bowl. And now he's come around to my side. You were right about Aaron Rodgers. Damn right I was right. I respect the fact they went for it. I respect the fact they made the trade. They had to do something to ignite this fan base in a positive way. And heck, I was on board. I'm not even Jeff. I was at the first game of the season. I was there cheering. But the fact that we're 4-3 last season and things looked much better in terms of player picture than now with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. 888-808-1019. More calls after the breaks. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.